right, everybody. I'd like to call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order, May 13th, 2021. If everyone can join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Off my phone. All right, so here present today, we have all the way to my right, Mr. Orbabo. I'm to my immediate right, Ms. Briseida Castro, your vice chair. I'm your chair, Alexandria Malone. To my left, we have Max Carter, and then Jill Levar, secretary. From our county liaison today is Beatrice, and our county planning liaison today is Lorna. So I'd like to move on to public comment. This is a period for anyone in the public to make a comment about anything on the agenda who cannot stay for that item. Is there anyone who would like to speak at this point? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the approval of the meeting minutes for our last meeting, April 29th,
2021. I move to approve the minutes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for April 29th, 2021. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, seeing none opposed, motion passes. Moving on to approval of the agenda for today, May 13th, hold, combine, or delete any items.
Yes, I need to delete the item under informational items.
Okay, great. So we're deleting
the previous meeting.
I move to approve as printed with the deletion of the discuss current phase of the transformed Clark County Master Plan.
All right, we have a motion to approve with that one removal. All those in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, seeing none, motion passes. Moving on to informational items. Are there any other informational items? All righty. Okay, so we will move on to the planning and zoning portion of our meeting. All right, for action, June 1st, the Planning Commission, application UC210116NP Boulder LLC, use permit to allow a food cart, taco cart, not located within an enclosed building, design review for a food cart, taco cart, in conjunction with an existing car wash facility on a portion of 27 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of the west side of Lamb Boulevard, 200 feet north of Boulder Highway within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Move to trail this one till the end of the meeting.
All right, so we have a motion to move this one to the end of the meeting, see if the person shows up. Do we have to vote on that, Jill? Yeah, no, we don't have to vote on that. Okay, so we'll just move that to the end at the moment. Okay. All right, moving on to the next item, June 1st Planning Commission item, UC210155, Nevada RealCo.com LLC, use permit to waive the screening requirements for an outside storage area, waivers of development standards for the following: one, waive parking lot landscaping, and two, waive landscaping adjacent to a less intense use, design review for a proposed office warehouse building with an outside storage yard on 0.9 acres in an MD design manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Holt Avenue, 770 feet east of Marion Drive within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? All right. If you could step forward, names and addresses for the record,
my
please.
My name is Genesis Jameson. I'm the realtor for the applicant, Valencia Properties LLC.
Okay. Genesis.
My name is Ben Super, and I'm a Super Realty. I'm the broker representing the seller.
Great. Could I have an address for the record, please?
Oh, 1524 Castle Crest Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Great, thank you so much. Tell us about your project.
So it is just we're proposing an office warehouse for a pool deck company. And we have read the staff conditions and agree, and are requesting approval, and we'll answer any questions you guys have for us. And I did print, we thought, I don't know if you guys would like them, but we do have all of our documents for it. but it is just going to be an office warehouse for the Cold Deck company.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the project?
It's just going to store materials inside of the building. Some equipment and materials will be stored there for the company that does Cold Decks for pools. Pardon?
Swimming pools?
Yes.
My name is Ben Super, and I'm representing the seller, and we're very supportive of the project, and we're looking forward to them operating and running successfully.
All right, is there
any questions for us?
All right, are there any questions or comments from the public? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to questions and comments from the board. What kind of materials will be stored here?
It will be mostly like sand and gravel, and then some equipment that they will use to prepare the product for the Cool Decks that they will do on site at the properties.
And so that'll be outside storage?
Inside the building. They will store some company vehicles outside the store out on the lot, but only probably two, if that, but everything will be stored inside the building.
The planning is requiring to install mesh nets along the west border of the property?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be like a chain link with the geotech mesh nets.
No, if no one has any other comments, I would move to approve the staff recommendations.
Were there any other comments? All right, we have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Take this to the Planning Commission June 1st.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're very appreciative.
Thank you. All right, next item for action June 1st, Planning Commission. Item WS210168, Melling Silver Lake Estates Incorporated, waiver of development standards to allow freestanding signs in a residential zone, design review for a freestanding sign in conjunction with the manufactured home park on a portion of 42.2 acres in an RT manufactured home residential zone, generally located on the north side of Sahara Avenue and the west side of Sand Hill Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? May I have your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Ron Sells. I'm West Vision Sign Company. On behalf of Maycliffe Mobile Home Park, address is 78386 East Rose Street, Las Vegas.
Thank you.
These are the signs.
Thank you.
You only have two copies, I'm sorry. So there is an existing sign on Wyoming, and we'd like to install another sign on Sand Hill. There's a south entrance about 200 feet north of Sahara is where we'd like to locate this sign. It's going to be the same height, same design, same square footage as the existing sign. Our main purpose for the sign is to identify the mobile home park from Sand Hill and whatever people can see it from Sahara.
Is there anything else
about
the project? All right, so moving on to questions and comments from the public. Are there any questions or comments on this matter? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to questions and comments for the board.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out the recommendation of staff to deny it because it's proposed sign is 25 feet high, which is approximately twice the height of the existing manufactured homes. The sign does not complement the area, which is stated as urban specific policy 20. All signs should be compatible with building styles and site, and also with surrounding development. In addition, monument signs are encouraged for this policy, and staff believes the monument sign is more appropriate in conjunction with the residential building. Therefore, staff cannot support this. It says Title 30 does not allow freestanding signs within a residential zone. However, monument signs are permitted.
There is an allowance for one sign per property right now at 28 feet, not 25. And that's what we're designed at 28 feet. A monument sign would not be doing them a whole lot of good. I can let the client know that that's their wishes. We prefer to have a pylon sign that's 28 feet high.
Can I ask you, staff? This is what the rules and regulations say.
Correct. Yeah. Freestanding signage is not permitted, or signage is not permitted at all in this residential zone category. And so they're asking to waive that. That's the specific request. And because of the height, et cetera, they have to go through this process. And we think that if they're doing signage, a monument sign, maximum height 10 feet, which to me the definition of a monument sign, 70 square feet would be more appropriate use.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, there'd be two signs just feet from each other?
No, this is the side view of that.
Oh, the side view. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
There's another sign exactly like that at the office on Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up like a tenth of a mile from Sandhill West. And this sign right here would be located on Sandhill.
And so the purpose of the sign is so that people can see it from Sandhill and
right.
from Sahara.
Right.
How about an alternative, just creating more of a double-sided dimensional sign at the top so that you can see it from all angles on the current sign that there is?
Well, you can barely see the sign on Wyoming right now from Sandhill.
Mm-hmm.
There's a requirement for a 10-foot setback for any sign at the leading edge. And when you're at Sandhill, to give you a comparison of how big that sign is,
mm-hmm.
if you put 2 4x8 sheets of plywood together,
mm-hmm.
that would be more square footage than that sign.
Mm.
So it's a rather small sign.
But the issue, the issue I see is I'm very familiar with the area, and it seems to me that's the intention of this sign is to be seen from the 95.
No.
Not for locating the place like, that's why Title 30 recommends monument signs, because they're meant, somebody driving down the street, oh, there's Maycliffe. Where that one's up in the air, right near 95, it's an advertising sign more than a sign to find the location like a monument sign. That's my impression of it, and that's just from living in the area for 50 years.
I understand, but 95, this won't even touch the bottom of the highway. It can't be seen from 95. I don't know what the elevation of 95 is right there, but it's got to be like 40 feet.
I'm just not hearing any overwhelming reason to override Title 30 and staff recommendations.
Okay.
Now, you do know that whatever we decide here, we're an advisory board. It's Planning Commission where the decisions are made.
Yeah.
Well, the argument you made too, that the sign, there's another sign at a mile away, just like this sign, you want to know, but that's located in the commercial zone. The staff points that out in the report.
Oh, okay.
And this is, yours is in the residential zone.
Okay.
See, so that's a big part of the difference right there.
It's all within the same property.
Well, this says here, in addition, there is one freestanding sign in the commercial zone across Sahara Avenue to the south, and no other freestanding signs exist along Sahara Avenue from San Hill Road to Palm, which is also a commercial zone. So this is a residential zone, is what they're saying. This other tall sign is in a commercial zone. You may have another sign, small sign, on the other side of the project, right?
Well, no, it's one. The only sign we have on the property is one just like that. And it's right at the office on Wyoming.
28 foot high?
28 foot high.
I thought that's a monument sign.
No.
No, it says it was adopted, or it was installed before current regulations were adopted.
Yeah, it was put in like 1990. So where the existing sign is commercial, and where we want to put it is residential, even though it's in, within the same property?
No, that he's saying that the only other freestanding sign in the area is a commercial sign. So that's why he's just giving another example of why a monument sign is, in this case, deemed as more appropriate.
Okay.
I just read off the staff's report.
Right. I didn't even see that staff report. So we'd be allowed a 10-foot high monument sign?
Planning.
It's up to the town.
That's
their recommendation.
But would that be allowed per Title 30? That's the question.
We can make a recommendation to approve as a monument sign, because whether they apply for a freestanding sign or a monument sign, neither one is allowed. So it is up to the board if you want to recommend a monument sign, you can recommend a monument sign, maximum height, etc.
So is there no type of, what are alternatives then? Are there no alternatives for any signage?
The backup here says that monument signs are allowed in a residential zone.
Okay, sorry.
Under the analysis from current planning.
So you could recommend that. You could say denial of this and recommend that. They have the monument sign. They can still go that route with it. I'm not articulating as well. You get what I'm trying to get at.
So I think my question is if we denied this and then we just, you know, let you know to tell your client that a monument sign would be approved by staff, is that correct?
You could get a recommendation.
You don't need a waiver. You don't need a waiver for that.
Okay, so you don't need a waiver for a monument sign up to 10 feet.
Let me double check.
Okay. Just so you can tell your client what's allowed in the...
Right, yeah. I appreciate the time you're spending on this.
Well, maybe what we can do is, I think it seems like we've come to a consensus, and then we can connect you with county planning afterwards.
And with Beatrice,
yeah.
This is a TICS area.
And so we'll get you the information, but okay. As of now, we'll just move on this item. So is there
I move to deny per staff recommendations.
Okay. So we have a motion to deny per staff recommendations. All those in favor of the denial?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, the motion is denied. So if you want to work with Beatrice and Norma to get the exact information of what is allowed,
okay.
So that you may not have to come back in front of us to get a waiver for it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron. Do you want to take that back?
Right here.
And then we can put it up for everybody.
You want to keep that one?
Oh, no, you can take that as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we zoom out a little bit?
I'm getting the color.
I know, it is black and white today. I don't know. Okay, that's good. Thank you.
I don't like my yellow.
All right. For action, June 2nd, Board of County Commissioners, item DR210175, Paez Luis Aranda, design review for finished grade in conjunction with proposed single-family residences on 1.8 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential APZ2 zone, generally located on the west side of Moonlight Drive, 243 feet south of Judson Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Name and address for the record, please.
Good evening, Sunrise Town Board members. Thomas Hellams, 7310 Smoke Ranch Road, Las Vegas. On behalf of the applicant, this is a residential site. It's to the west of Lamb Boulevard over here, and it's north of Lake Mead.
The applicant has requested a 41-inch rise in his design pad grade, and this is all based on the drainage report. Staff has recommended approval, and therefore we ask you all for approval tonight. You see the cross sections here. This is the elevation of the residence. Just an example. They're built. These are where the cross sections are taken, right through these lines here. And of course, we have the cross sections corresponding to the pad heights and the roadway. Be happy to answer any questions you all have. Thank you.
All right, thanks so much, Thomas. Okay, so we will move on to public comment. Are there any questions or comments about this? All right, so any questions and comments get directed to the board, and then we will make sure that those get answered. So if you could give us your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Mitchell Wilder. I live at 4165 Benson Avenue. And I'd like to ask, what is the purpose of this elevation change?
It's in compliance with the approved drainage study.
I heard that. What's our purpose?
To build a house.
A house?
Yes, sir.
Is it always been done?
Is it one home or two homes?
Two homes. We're subdividing the 1.8 acres into two lots, and we will be constructing two homes. As you can see right here, this is a new building. That's a new building.
So can you explain exactly why the design review is needed for, I'm sorry, not design review, why you need 41 inches versus the 19 inches that's allowed?
The flood study of this area implies that a flood hazard in a 100-year storm would create a surface water that would be at that grade right there. So the floor of the home has to be above that flood stage water. Surface, water surface, and that's the reason.
Okay, and that's per the report, per which report
that's
again?
That's an approved drainage study,
okay,
approved by the county.
Okay, yes. Great. Mitchell, did that answer your question?
How does that affect the neighboring properties? Will now get more water?
Well, when it rains, it comes straight down usually, and then the water surface builds up based on the amount of rainfall. So in essence, in a 100-year storm, there are some homes there that are very low, and they probably would be flooded. The applicant has no control over the storm. Applicant is following the rules and recommendations of Clark County Public Works.
Did you have any other questions, sir?
I guess.
Okay, thank you so much. Were there any other comments or questions on this item? Okay, great. Moving on to questions and comments from the board.
I'd like to make a comment.
Okay.
In the 1960s, I lived over on land near Lamb, well, near Marion, in Lake Mead. And I can tell you, it rained once, and Lake Mead disappeared. It was just covered with water. And I was amazed to see that. But it was 1960, we had so much rain, it was just Lake Mead disappeared as far as I could see west. And where I lived on Marion Street, off of Marion Street. So it does get some rain out there. If I could see where your study.
I just have some quick comments. And Mitchell, thank you. Mitchell and ma'am. I want to thank you for coming out. I know it's a concern when, you know, there's something getting built in your neighborhood. You know, you just want to find out and ask questions. So those postcards do get sent out to the area. And so if there are any questions, folks are more than welcome to come in here and ask away. And so, I love the fact that Thomas was able to explain, you know, the situation. And I just want to thank you for coming out. Thank you.
And any other questions or comments?
I'll set a motion to approve as per staff recommendations.
All righty, we have a motion to approve this application with staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you so much, Thomas. Yep. All right, going back to the food cart application. Thank you so much, Mitchell. Have a great night. Do we have the applicant for the food cart? All right, do we want to act on this? We have one more meeting till June 1st.
Can we put it on?
Yeah, we have May 27th, yeah. All right, let's,
can we make a motion to put it on next meeting? Hold for 2 weeks? A motion to hold for 2 weeks.
Okay, so we have a motion to hold the food cart application for 2 weeks. Do we have to vote on that? Yes? Yeah, because it's changing the agenda. All right, all those in favor for the hold? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. All right. Okay, so now we're moving on to general business. Any general business, anybody? All right, now we're moving on to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to any comments about matters within Sunrise Manor. Does anyone have any comments they would like to make? All right, seeing none. Our next meeting date is Thursday, May 27th, 6:30 p.m., and we are adjourned. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.